The Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Alhaji Collins Dauda, says the government, with support from the World Bank, will build 45,000 household and institutional toilets in the Greater Accra Metropolitan Area. He noted that this will increase accessibility of places of conveniences to low and middle-income residents as well as school children. Alhaji Collins Dauda was speaking at the Sanitation Challenge Awards ceremony in Accra. Benjamin Edu has filed this report.
According to reports from the Ghana Health Service, 80% of outpatient department cases such as malaria, cholera and hepatitis are as a result of sanitation-related diseases. It is against these challenges that the Sanitation Initiative for Ghana was launched in November last year. It is part of a component to stimulate competition among metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies. This is also to encourage inclusive partnership for the design and implementation of liquid waste management. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Alhaji Collins Dauda, challenged all MMDAs to deal with environmental concerns through the adoption of bylaws.
Let me also announce that with support from the World Bank, a number of sanitation initiatives are ongoing. An example is the Greater Accra Metropolitan Area Sanitation and Water Project. This is a $150 million World Bank project meant to address sanitation and water challenges in low-income communities in Ghana through a mix financing strategies. Under this project, it is estimated that 45,000 household and institutional toilets will be provided in the Gama area to increase accessibility of low and middle income residents and school children to adequate latrines. We can police one another and can stop one another from throwing plastic sachets to the streets and gutters after we have finished drinking water. For those who will not change their bad behavior, we can invoke by to sanction them.
20 of the various MMDAs were awarded for measures outlined through the liquid waste management plan. The ultimate went to the Jasikan district. The DCE for the district, Killian Abrampa, outlined some plans put in place to deal with environmental concerns.
We are going to build about 110 household latrines with the support of the beneficiaries themselves through a triggering effect that we're going to give. We also say that we are going to build a waste treatment plant to treat waste in its form, or whether solid or liquid. Then in that instance, we intend to also use the fecal matter as a fertilizer or compost for our farmers who are also in our area. We intend to form partnership with other stakeholders. We already have good partnership with Zoom Lion. We have other sunny companies also coming on board, and also with the support of the assembly through our IGF and Common Fund, we are sure to meet the target we've set for ourselves.